You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Jack, say hello to your granny Pat.
Oh, look at you.
She's come a long way just to meet you.
Yes, I have. Jack, hello. Shush, Jack, it's all right.
Oh, he's fine. He's not sure what to make of it all.
That's better.
You see what we mean now? Doesn't he have a look of old Dan about him?
Yes, you're right, he does.
A real little archer.
Oh, you are just so sweet and gorgeous.
Right, just keep still a minute while I take this.
Yes. Jack?
Smile. There.
All these weeks, I've been dying to meet you. They've told me how wonderful you are. And they were right. You are.
Well, there's a park down the road. Shall we go for a stroll?
Can you buy me an ice cream?
Ah, perhaps. Well, we'll have to see.
And remember, it's your daddy's special day today, isn't it?
Yes.
So perhaps he should have the ice cream.
Well, seeing as you made me that lovely card.
Do you really like it?
Oh, it's a great card. I bet no other daddy had one as good as that.
It's a special one for you.
All right, maybe I'll let you have an ice cream too, if you're a good boy.
Yes.
Yes, Henry, you be sure to behave and look after your daddy. Remember, he still can't walk very fast.
We're not walking, we're going on a train.
Yes, I know.
Yes, a real steam train. The Blackberry Line, the one your mummy promised to take you on, remember?
Yes.
Yeah, but she never did she?
No.
She broke her promise, and she made you tell me a little lie about it afterwards.
I didn't want to.
No, of course you didn't. It was Mummy's fault for letting you down.
I was sad.
Yes. Well, never mind. We'll make up for that now. You're coming with me instead. We'll have a really special day together.
No! What are you doing?
As you see, loading the dishwasher.
But why? What do I keep telling you?
I am perfectly capable.
No, you're not. You'll break something.
I won't, and please don't fuss.
Oh, leave it. Come on, sit down. I'll do it.
All right, if you insist.
You won't accept your limitations.
Oh, Anna.
The truth is that you can't be trusted on your own. You need someone here to look after you. If Jill hadn't had the good sense to call me and tell me about your fall...
Objection, Your Honour.
What?
Good sense. If Jill really thinks she's my friend, she should never have interfered.
Oh, would you ever have told me yourself?
Well, just remember, it wasn't my idea. I didn't ask you to come.
No, Mother. But here I am. So shall we try not to argue about it?
All right. So, did you get your laptop to work?
There's nothing wrong with my laptop. It's your pathetic internet connection. Anyway, I've done enough for now. I need a break.
Yes, you work too hard. Though I'm afraid there isn't much else for you to do around here.
I thought I might go for a swim. Isn't there a place up at Grey Gables?
Ah, yes.
The health club, doesn't it have a pool?
Well, yes, but I'm not sure if that's a very good idea.
Why not?
The manager of the health club is Kirsty Miller, Helen Archer's best friend. Mm. With this case going on, you might prefer not to bump into her.
Fine, I'll do something else.
Well, if you insist on staying, I'm afraid it's going to be an ongoing problem.
Well, I'll go for a run instead.
Such a small community, you never know who you're going to meet. Rob Titchener, for example.
Yes, Mum, I know. I'll just have to risk it, won't I?
Jack.
Is the sun getting in his eyes?
Oh, no, he's all right.
I think he might be dropping off again.
Well, I'm not surprised. It's a lot to take in.
Yeah. And Helen said he'd had a good feed.
Here. Let's make sure you're all tucked in.
He's done pretty well, though, hasn't he? Hardly a grumble.
Yes. And this is the first time he's been out properly and seen the world. Big day for him. New sights, sounds, and colours.
Pat.
Oh.
Hey.
Oh, dear.
Oh, look. There's a cafe down there. Let's go and sit down, shall we?
So, what do you think, Henry? It's quite a sight, isn't it?
It's all big and smoky.
Yes.
It's like a dragon.
Ooh, noisy too.
Can we go inside?
In a minute. We've got our ticket, so we needn't hurry.
I wish I could drive one.
Well, one day, perhaps. But they might let us look inside the cab if we're lucky.
Please?
Well, let's see when we get to the next station.
All right.
It's going to be fun, isn't it? Much more exciting than going to boring old Bridge Farm. You know what? I'm glad your grandad and granny decided they'd rather go and see baby Gideon.
Why isn't he here to see the steam train?
He's not allowed to. Mummy won't let us see him.
Why not?
It's hard for me to explain. Perhaps when you're older you'll understand, but I think it's very mean of Mummy, don't you?
Yes.
Makes me feel very sad. And it's sad for you as well. Oh, here we go. Time to get aboard.
Yes!
I think he's gone right off now.
Yes.
Back in the pushchair.
Yes. Let's see if I can do it without waking him up.
Oh, well done.
Oh, bless him. He's worn out by all the excitement, I expect. Him and me both.
You're feeling better now?
Yes, I'm sorry about earlier. It was suddenly all too much.
I'm not surprised. I felt myself welling up once or twice.
I'm a bit all over the place.
I know.
We should be sharing all this with Helen. She's the one person who can't be with us. Jack's lovely, but there's still the same old nightmare carrying on.
Maybe, but there's good news too about Helen. That little change I was talking about.
Yeah?
Well, it was still there today. I mean, nothing huge, but she's definitely less shut away inside herself. She seems to be getting more in touch with things, with the world.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a glimpse of the old Helen showing through again.
Oh, and she's feeding Jack properly herself. Just in time for the hearing. I'm sure that's got to help.
Yes. Well, I hate to say this, but Jack will be getting hungry soon.
Yes. We ought to be on our way.
We don't want Helen to be worrying.
Oh, look at him. Fast asleep, not a care in the world.
Yeah.
Well, at least he's safe here with his mum, where Rob can't touch him.
That's one blessing, yes.
Hello. That was a long run.
Oh, it was fun. I feel a lot better for it.
Good.
And before you ask, no awkward encounters. I didn't see anyone I knew.
Well, wait till you've been here a few days.
I know it's a bit early, but I'm going to have a glass of this.
Just let me get my breath back.
Did you run past the cricket ground?
I think so. I didn't see any cricket going on.
Ah, Christine was right.
What?
Oh, she came by earlier. Apparently, Ambridge couldn't get a team together. Not enough players turned up, so the whole match was scrapped.
Oh. Is that bad?
It's a humiliating disaster. It means that Waterley Cross won without a single ball being bowled. That's almost unprecedented in the league.
Oh. Perhaps I will have some of that wine.
Help yourself.
And, Mum, if I was a bit crotchety earlier, I'm sorry.
Well, I can't say I'm not used to it.
I'm trying to apologise here.
All right. You're forgiven.
This is turning out to be a tricky case. And there's another hearing coming up next week.
Here's your old mum, refusing to behave herself.
Well, you need to face the facts. You think you can manage on your own, but you'll end up having another fall or setting the house on fire. So, until your arm's better, I'm going to stay and look after you, whether you like it or not.
There. I think someone's a very sleepy boy.
Yes, I am.
Well, we've done lots of exciting things today, haven't we?
I like the steam train best.
You know what? I think I did too. And who knows, perhaps we'll do it again sometime.
We can take Gideon.
Yeah. Yes, we can.
Did you have a nice Father's Day?
The best one ever.
Good.
Now, you go to sleep. Good night, Henry.
Good night.
Robert, is everything all right?
Yeah, it's fine.
What is it? I thought you and Henry had such a lovely day.
Yes. Yes, we did. Me and Henry.
So? What's the matter? Come on.
Father's Day. And I could only see one of my sons. This should have been my first Father's Day with Gideon.
Yes. Oh. You poor darling.
Helen knows that too. She's doing this just to hurt me. How can she be so cruel and calculating?
That's just the way she is, I'm afraid.
It's all so wrong. She can't do this to me. I'm just not going to stand for it.
Well, it's not long now until the hearing.
Yeah, but that's no guarantee.
Oh, we must put our faith in the courts, darling. Helen's so sure she can have her own way with Gideon, but I'm not. Let's wait and see, shall we?
Oh, Rex, hello.
Hi, Eddie.
So, where were you on Sunday, eh? You not heard about the match? Oh, we couldn't even get a blooming team together.
Oh, yeah, Bert did mention it.
Well, talk about humiliating.
Well, I would have played, but I've been away. A friend's wedding. I got back late last night.
Dad, can you get me a pasty, please?
Oh, righty-o, won't be a mole.
Because you can, yeah? We don't want to be late.
You in a hurry?
Oh, I'm going to take a look at some sheep.
Oh, any sheep in particular?
Well, there's a bloke over by Felpersham who breeds Texels.
Ah. Well, you thinking of getting some?
Yeah, I've always quite fancied having a few sheep.
Small-scale quality products. What all the best people are doing these days.
Yeah.
I'm off down the hens. Good luck.
Thanks.
There. Good boy. Just wait a minute while I...
Hello there. How are we this morning?
Oh, yeah, good, thanks. Jack had a much better night.
Oh, that's great. Wish I could say the same for us.
Really?
Woke up about 4 and could I get him back down again?
Well, that makes a change. Jack's sleeping when Jaden's awake.
Yes, you. Look at that face, eh? All right, so when's this phone call happening?
Oh, about 30 minutes.
Kafka, she said.
Yeah, phone interview.
All right.
I haven't talked to them before. They're supposed to be getting all the facts before my hearing next week. Oh, I can't say I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, don't worry about it.
No?
No, it's not like being in court. They won't come on all heavy. They ask, you answer. It's dead easy.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, trust me. You'll be fine.
And were either you or your husband employed?
We both were. Rob managed a dairy farm and I worked at my parents' farm.
What did you do there?
I made cheese and looked after the farm shop. Then when Rob quit his job, he came and worked there with me.
And who looked after Henry when you were both working?
When he wasn't at school?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've got a friend, another parent. And my own parents looked after him too. They're very close to Henry.
Now, Helen, have you ever had any reason to be worried about Henry's safety?
Well, I am.
It's all right. Take your time.
Perhaps not worried exactly, but, well, there were times when, well, when Rob acted strangely.
Can you give me an example?
A lot of the time he was fine with Henry, but he could suddenly be very strict with him. Like, he made Henry throw away one of his favourite toys. And when Henry started wetting the bed because he was having a hard time at school, Rob got very cross and banned him from sleeping with us.
I see.
I'm sorry, I know that doesn't sound like much, but...
That's all right. Carry on. Anything else?
He wanted Henry to be sent away to boarding school. Rob and his mother decided it without even telling me. I only found out because Henry was so upset about it.
And how did you feel about it, the school?
It was the last thing I would have wanted.
I see. And was that typical of the way your husband behaved?
Well, more recently, yes. I suppose you could describe it as being... He has ways of getting what he wants.
All right, Helen. Now, I want you to think about this next question very carefully. Do you think that your husband presents a risk of harm to Henry?
I'm not sure exactly what you mean. I mean, he's never hit him or anything.
Right.
But... Well... That isn't how he does things. It is much more complicated.
Can you try and explain?
He gets in your head. No, I'm sorry, I can't. I don't understand it myself.
I'll tell you what. Me and your granddad never had lambs as good a weight as that, even when we sent them off to market.
No?
Well, if we did, we counted ourselves lucky.
Well, maybe it's all down to the pasture.
He's got some nice grass here, but no better than yours.
Yeah.
And you can tell he looks after his flock, keeps them tidy, gets his worming done on time, all that kind of stuff. But you could do that too.
Well, I don't see why not.
Some nice looking sheep, son. Nope. I don't see how you'll find better, not round here.
That's what I'm thinking too. But after all that grief and hassle over the cows...
Hey, now listen. You had some real bad luck with the cows. Happens to us all. You just got to put all that behind you. This is your chance to make a new start. If that's what you want.
Yeah. Well, I do.
Well then.
Can I afford it though? Is it going to be worth the risk? That's what I've got to decide.
Oh, Jack. Oh.
There. That's what he's been waiting for.
Oh, he's hungry, that's for sure.
So are you feeling better?
Yeah, a bit. You know, you're right, it wasn't so bad.
I told you.
Can't pretend it was exactly fun, though.
Look, I know it's tough. Like, talking about all that stuff, you know?
Yeah. Still got next week to get through. The hearing and the video link. Facing up to the world. To Rob.
Just try not to worry about it, yeah? Well, they'll give you work to do here soon. That makes a difference. Stops you brooding. I love it in the salon.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like fun. Kaz?
Yeah?
I want to look good when he... for the hearing. Do you think I could... should I get my hair cut?
Toby! I've just been down to the hens. What is
going... Hey, did you check out the guys in the van?
What?
They're real crusties, dreadlocks and all. They're asking the way to Home Farm.
Right.
It must be for this thing Kate's having, the solstice celebration.
Toby, those hens, where did they all come from?
Hens?
Yeah, we've suddenly acquired a lot more. Where did they come
Listen,
from?
Listen, Rex, this Morgan and Minster deal, I know you were stressing about it.
Yeah, what deal? There is no deal. We called it off.
Ah, well, you see, while you were away, me and Josh, we had this real brainwave.
What?
The problem was we couldn't produce enough eggs. I know you said we should wait until we raised a bit more cash, but then Josh came up with a plan. So we sourced another 75 birds.
Sourced? From where?
From Willow Farm. Where else?
So, Neil Carter's hens.
And part Josh's too, but now they're ours. They're laying great guns. We'll soon have our own egg mountain here. So the deal's back on.
Toby, you're telling me... that you...
Hey, come on, relax. It's all good.
No, it isn't. I thought I could trust you to look after things, not to do anything stupid while I was gone. You seem to be, I don't know, sensible all of a sudden.
Hey, come on, bro.
And now I come back and I find that you've done all this behind my back. And you hadn't even checked the drinkers.
The drinkers?
Yeah, two of them were empty.
Okay, so I got down there late last night after working on the video.
Oh, right, yeah, the video.
So I missed the drinkers, but the hen survived. What's the big problem?
You really don't get it, do you?
Rex, it's you who doesn't get it. I'm the one who's trying to make a real go of this business.
And you think this is the way to do it?
Yes, I do. That's why the extra hens. That's what the movie's about. So we can stop slaving our what's-its off for a pittance and start playing with the big boys, like Justin. Oh. I can see that, so can Josh. So why can't you?
Oh, Josh, yeah. Kid who's only just started shaving. Make a good pair, don't you?
OK, so, the way I see it, if the ewes are good and healthy to start with...
Which they are.
Yeah, and you look after them properly. Get them to a good ram at the right time. There's not a lot that can go wrong.
Well, so if I was to get some, how many do you reckon?
Well, that's up to you to decide.
Well, I was thinking a couple of dozen, maybe.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
If I can raise the cash. My own little flock of pedigree Texels.
24 could just be the start. You could build up your numbers, find a bit more land to rent here and there.
Steady on, Dad. I'm not there yet.
Oi, come on. Stop blocking the road. Blooming great bus.
Who is it?
Ooh, looks like hippies to me. Don't know where they think they're heading.
Oh, the Home Farm.
You reckon?
Yeah, Kate. She's having a new age ceremony thing for midsummer for the solstice, like.
Oh, typical. Hippy-dippy frolicking.
Yeah, look, he's turning off there now.
Oh, yeah. There's a teepee up already by the yurts. Just as well Brian's on holiday while the cat's away.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to need to talk it all through with Emma before I do anything.
Yeah, sounds like a good plan to me.
Yeah, after what happened with the tractor. I've got a message from her. Oh...
Edward, what?
Oh, it's about the house, Grange Farm.
Aye?
Caroline and Oliver are sending an agent round to value the place tomorrow.
Oh, blimey, Nick.
Mum's not going to be best pleased.
No, she ain't. Still, we can't say we ain't been warned. We knew they'd have to value it sometime.
Yeah, I suppose.
So, we'll just have to let them come.
Yeah, I know. Oh, it's just... Well...
What?
Well, there's me talking about spending all this money on sheep. Maybe we should be saving up for the rental deposit instead.
Well, at least none of us will end up homeless. Not this joint.
Yeah. But I don't want to be stuck back at Ambridge View for years.
You'll get by, son. So will me and your mum. It's your granddad. He was so happy when we moved back to Grange Farm. He thought he'd end his days all quiet and peaceful. Back where he was born, never left to move back out again. It's going to break his heart.
Oh, go away. Mum?
Hey, good, you're up. I need you.
What?
Well, it's like I've got just a little bit of a situation here and I could do with some help.
Situation?
It's okay, it's nothing serious. I mean, it's all cool, really. We've got a fantastic scene going on down here.
Yes, I heard. Since about 4 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, and we had such an amazing vibe at sunrise. We really celebrated the solstice. You should have been there.
So, what's the problem?
Well, it's just, well, a few more people have turned up than I was expecting.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and like I said, it's all fine. It's cool. It's just, well, there's only me here in charge, and some of them, well, they're getting a bit OTT, overexcited, you know?
No, and I really don't want to.
Okay, well, I could really use some help with crowd control.
No.
Phoebe, you don't have to do much. Just keep things cool and calm. Stop them going into the yurts to, well, to do things.
Ugh, in the yurts?
Yes! I put up signs asking everyone to respect them, but...
Okay, well, I'm sorry.
Phoebe, please, you've got to help me.
Mum, no, I can't. I've got an exam this morning, remember?
Yeah, but that's not till later, is it?
Yes, so I've got up early to do some revision.
Phoebe, please, you can't just leave me to do this all on my own.
No, Mum, I'm sorry. Goodbye.
I reckon a couple more should do it, eh, Holly?
Joe?
Oh, look at it.
What's that noise?
Oh, hello, Clary Love. I thought you'd gone into work.
Yeah, but I've just come back to fetch... Oh, Joe, what in heaven's name?
This, you mean, it's a ferret cage.
Yes, but what's it doing all over the kitchen?
Ah, well, no, it wants a few repairs, you see, so I had to take it apart.
In here? Why'd you bring it in here?
To fix it up.
So why not use the shed? Why bring it all into the kitchen?
Oh, no, it's my old eyes. It's too dark in the shed. I can't see.
Joe, this ain't a workshop. I left it all clean and neat and tidy. We got the agent coming later. Remember?
Oh, I forgot.
Look at the mess you made. As if the damp from the bath water weren't bad enough. All right, I know what your game is.
Game?
Oh, yes.
I don't know what you mean.
You've done all this on purpose. So when the agent comes and sees the place in a mess, they'll put in a bad report. Then Caroline and Oliver might decide not to sell the house after all. Well, I'm right, ain't I?
No.
Joe.
No. Now you come to mention it, maybe it ain't such a bad idea.
Yes, it is. It's a terrible idea. And it's not even going to work.
Don't see why not.
Joe, the agent's not going to be so daft. They won't take no notice of your mess. They know how much this place is worth.
So why are you getting at me then?
Because we owe it to Caroline and Oliver to make the house look nice and tidy. That's why I got up half hour early, to clean the sink and mop the floor.
So what about that crack in the wall, eh?
Joe.
I swear it's got bigger than yesterday. You can't tidy that away, can
Never mind
you?
The crack. That ain't nothing to do with us.
Well, anybody think you wants to see the house sold and some toff living in here instead of us?
No, of course I don't. That's the last thing I want. I love Grange Farm too, Joe.
Yeah, all right. All right.
This ain't going to help. It's only making it worse. Oh, dear.
You're all right, Clary. Don't you take on. I'll tidy it all up now and I'll have this place like new by the time you get home.
Dad, hey.
Hiya. I'm on my way to work, so I thought I'd call and wish you luck.
Oh, thanks. I'm just at college now.
I mean, not that you're going to need it after all your hard work.
I don't know, Dad.
Nah, don't worry. You'll be fine.
At least you remembered. Not like some people. You won't believe what was going on at home this morning.
What? Oh, this solstice thing of your mum's?
Yeah. She had this massive hippie crowd turn up. It was totally mad down there by the yurts. Like Stonehenge with no security. And they did a sort of procession thing right round the house. At 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, no.
And then she called me at 6 to get me to go down and help.
What? Right before your maths exam? Oh, that is just so...
Yep. Half of the course, Dad.
Anyway.
Anyway, I better go.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks for the call. It means a lot.
Oh, well, hope it goes well for you, love. Talk later, okay?
Yeah. Bye. Yeah,
bye.
Hello. Everything all right?
Yeah. It's Phoebe going in for one of her exams.
Ooh, how's she getting on?
Well, a bit hard to say, really.
She's such a clever girl. I'm sure she's done well.
Yeah. Though, between ourselves, don't think her mother's been helping.
No. There was a lot going on this morning, I hear.
Understatement from what Phoebe's just said.
Yes. What Brian would say if he was here, I dread to think.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, excuse me. Carol!
Jill, morning.
Anyway, I'm off to work.
Bye then.
Yeah, see ya.
Carol!
Jill, I can't stop. I'm in a bit of a rush.
Carol, wait. I owe you an apology.
Yes. I think perhaps you do.
I'm sure you already know this from Anna, but it was me who told her about your fall.
Yes. Though I can't understand why you decided to make it your business.
Well, perhaps I shouldn't have. But it was only because I was worried for you.
Why, doesn't your own family give you enough to worry
now,
about?
Now, Carol, Anna's my goddaughter. And you and I go back a very long way. As far as I'm concerned, you are my family.
And does that give you the right to organise my life for me?
Not just family. My oldest friend. And there you are with your wrist in plaster, refusing to be helped. I hope you'd have done the same for me.
Champieu, behind your back. I'd be taking my life into my hands.
Well, perhaps I'd be just as stubborn as you in the same situation. And just as cross with anyone who tried to interfere. Even if it was from the very best of motives.
Very well. Apology accepted.
Good. And is Anna still with you?
Oh, yes. She doesn't seem in the slightest hurry to go. But then she's never been one to take a hint.
All right. I'll let you get on.
Jill, wait. While I think of it, your old rambler, the Blush Noisette, it's putting on such a good show.
Really?
You must come and see. Actually, I'll be in this afternoon. Why don't you come round for tea? Joe?
Oh, hello, Clarinda.
Did they come, the agent?
Oh, and you just missed him.
Oh, so he's finished then? Done his valuation?
Oh, yes. And the kitchen was all spick and span.
Oh, thank you.
Emma was back. She gave me a hand.
Good.
Of course, we couldn't do nothing about the water stains on the walls and the ceiling and on the stair carpet.
Well, did he notice, the agent?
Oh, he noticed. I made sure of that.
Joe?
Well, he wasn't going to miss it, was he?
What did you tell him?
Nothing. I just said there was a problem with the drains.
Drains?
Well, it's the truth.
No, it's not. It was you. Let the bath run over.
Well, bath drains all the same, isn't it?
No, it isn't.
And a crack in the wall. I said it was getting wider, and he says it needs further investigation.
What?
His words, not mine. He's getting a surveyor in to look at it.
Oh. A surveyor?
That crack could be the tip of the iceberg, Clary. Who knows what else they're going to find?
Oh, great, you're back, just in time.
What for?
Oh, I'm so exhausted. I've just been trying to clear up the yurt field.
How can you when it's still full of tents?
Well, yes, I know. But it's all quieter now. People are starting to leave.
Are they?
Yeah, but if I don't sit down for 10 minutes, I'll fall over. Oh, can you be a real star and make me some tea?
Me?
All right, so I was in a bit of a panic this morning, but... it's all been fine. In fact, it's been a really special occasion. It's been the perfect way to celebrate my new business.
I thought the launch was next week.
Well, the official one, yeah. But this was a kind of spiritual overture.
Oh, no. Mum, I thought you said they were going.
Well, yes, but not all at once.
Oh, all right. That's it. I've had enough.
What?
Mum, you've not even asked how my exam went. And now that noise is starting all over again.
Well, where are you going?
Upstairs, to pack. I'm going. I'm getting out of here.
Phoebe! There. Tea tray safely delivered.
Thanks. I could easily have done it myself.
Carol, and you wonder why Anna's been getting impatient with you.
All right. Point taken.
If you just refuse to be helped.
Oh, well, in my calmer moments, I think poor Anna. She's had some difficult times lately.
Yes.
That can make life difficult for anyone who's close to her. So I suppose I should try and be more forgiving.
You know, she cares an awful lot about you.
Don't say that. You're making me feel worse.
But it's perfectly true. She's a very busy professional woman dealing with some very demanding cases. And yet, she was prepared to drop everything and come here to look after you.
Yes. Yes, I know she's only here because she cares. And I am doing my best to appear grateful.
Really?
Well, I suppose I could try a bit harder.
I'll leave that up to you.
All right. And let's talk about something else, shall we?
Did you see they've already taken over the village hall for the referendum?
Yes, I noticed.
Well, I'll be there to cast my vote.
I shan't ask how.
Well, are you going to pour that tea? Or shall I do it for you?
Yeah. Come in. Phoebe!
Oh, Dad!
Hey, what's up? What's the matter?
Can I come in, please?
Yeah. What's happened?
It's Mum. I can't stay there anymore. It's a nightmare.
Oh. Is it this midsummer thing?
Not just that. It's the house, the noise and the mess and the booze and Auntie Lillian. I can't do any proper revision, and if I don't get the grades, I won't get into Oxford. And Mum just doesn't seem to understand.
But okay. So you come and stay here.
Can I? Do you mind?
Oh, sweetheart, of course I don't mind. It's your home.
Thanks, Dad.
Oh. Now, you stay here, and I'll look after you. And don't worry about your mum. If there's any more trouble, I'll sort it.
So, you've come for your fluffy little gosling fix?
I'm on my way down to the ewes. Thought I'd say hi.
Oh. Well, as far as the goslings go, at least there's still only 200. They've not started multiplying.
No.
Unlike the hens. Oh, what, Josh hasn't told you? You didn't notice the hen run's a lot more crowded than before?
Oh. Well, yeah, now you mention it.
While I was away, Josh and Toby took it upon themselves to import some of the Willow Farm hens.
But Neil and Haley's?
Yep, and Toby signed up to the Morgan and Minster deal. Or rather, I don't think he ever actually cancelled it.
What? What, without telling you?
Oh, yeah. First thing I knew was when I came up on Monday.
Oh.
So, what with all that and his video, Toby's had a busy few days.
Well, Josh hasn't said anything to me.
Well, I think it was probably his idea. Toby's too busy being the next Spielberg.
Still plugging away with his movie?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it'll take to make him give up.
Nor me.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, it's no substitute for doing the legwork. Getting on the phone to our potential customers.
Which I'm guessing he's left to you?
I'm meeting up with the guy from Riedel's on Friday. Our contact from last year. One you and Toby met with.
Yeah, it went really well, and you got those orders.
Yeah, well, this is what Toby seems to forget. Excuse me for ranting.
Oh, no, I can see it's a problem.
No, it's just sibling stuff, you know. Well, you need to get down to your sheep.
Oh, and Rex, I just wanted to say, I really enjoyed the trip last week. The farm tech events, it was fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
So, I'll see you around, eh?
Yep.
Oh, what about tonight? Are you coming to the party? Chris Carter's birthday. They're having a thing at the cottage.
I've not been asked.
Really? Oh, well, why didn't you come along anyway?
Hello?
Knock, knock.
Oh, hey, come in.
Hiya, how's it going?
Oh, you know.
Okay. I thought this might help the old brain cells.
Oh, thanks, Dad. That's awesome.
Maybe I'll leave you to it then.
Actually, I've not done so badly this afternoon.
Yeah?
I'm making progress after a good night's sleep.
Oh, great.
And, well, thinking about it now, maybe yesterday's paper wasn't quite such a disaster.
No? Oh, I'm glad you're feeling better about it.
So much better than yesterday.
So, on to the next one. Friday?
Yep. And I've still got so much work to do.
Yeah, you'll manage.
At least I'm getting some proper revision done. Can't believe it's so quiet here. And peaceful. Nobody hassling me. No drunken aunties in the kitchen. It's great being looked after. Thanks.
That's okay. You're welcome.
And here, look, I picked up some spare clips for the fencer battery.
Okay.
Is that all I get? I'm here now, aren't I? Shall I count them for you?
Toby.
Hey, joke. Relax. I've come to help you move them onto the next patch.
You sure you can spare the time?
Okay. I know what this is all about. My priorities. You think I've been wasting my time on the video. Well, let me tell you, I've made some real progress this afternoon. I've been incorporating some of the editorial changes that Pip suggested.
Editorial changes?
Oh, whoops, sorry. I realise that's way too technical for you to understand.
But, so, is this film about selling our eggs or impressing Pip Archer?
Pip, strictly your territory. I wouldn't dream of getting in your way.
OK, let's drop it, shall we?
Seriously, though, bro, I'd really appreciate your input on the video, if you can spare me a moment.
Not tonight. I'm going to a party.
Hey, what? What party is this? Where is it?
Oh, sorry. Can't tell you that. It's strictly invites only.
Not again. What?
Hello, it's me, your mother.
Yes? So what is it?
Phoebe, listen. Okay, I know things got a bit mad here yesterday, and I want to say I'm sorry.
Oh.
Anyway, that's all done with now. They've all gone. The yurts are fine. We've picked up the mess.
So?
Well, Phoebe, you know your granny and granddad get back tomorrow. Well, we've cleared the yurt field, but the house is, well, it's still a bit untidy. Well, it's a complete mess, really. You know what your Auntie Lillian's like. She's just not house-trained.
Mum?
If your granny sees it like this, she'll have a fit. And I'm just so busy trying to organise the launch, there's no way I can do it all myself.
Please.
And the dishwasher's still not working. I think it needs topping up or something, and you're the only one who understands it.
Mum, no!
Phoebe, please, just for an hour, you'd save my life.
Mum, will you shut up, please?
What?
You don't understand. I don't have the time. I've got another exam on Friday. I've got to revise.
Okay. Half an hour?
No, Mum! Do it yourself! I'm not...
Phoebe, surely...
Phoebs? Are you okay? What is it?
Oh, you.
Kate.
Oh, I thought it might be...
No, Phoebe's not here, and she's not coming.
Oh.
And you've got a nerve to even ask her. I mean, what the hell were you thinking?
Roy.
I mean, do you have the slightest idea how important this time is for her? How much stress she's under with these exams? And you're asking her to drop it all and come and clean up your mess?
No, Roy, that's not fair.
She's not some kind of skivvy. She's our daughter who's trying to get into Oxford. Or have you completely forgotten that?
All right. I should have stopped to think. Maybe this isn't such a good time.
No, it isn't.
I'm sorry.
Well, don't say that to me. Say it to Phoebe.
I will. And I only asked her because I'm getting desperate. This is a stressful time for me too. I'm trying to start a new business and I've got my big launch next week and there's so much to do and I can't even find a decent caterer.
Yeah, well...
This is all so new to me. I don't have the hospitality experience or connections. I really need some proper advice. From an expert. Someone who knows the trade.
Where can I get that in Ambridge?
Okay, here's the deal. You leave Phoebe well alone until after her exams, and I'll come in now and give you an hour of my time.
Oh, yes, yes, thanks, Roy.
Yeah, you're only an hour.
Yeah, that's great. Oh, and before we start, can you have a look at the dishwasher?
Hey!
Hey, Rex, you're here! You came!
Yeah.
Hey, that's great! Mwah. See, I told you it'd be fine, didn't I?
Yeah, yeah. Alice said she'd meant to ask me anyway, so...
Well, there you are, then. See, Pip always knows best. So, Rex, now is your chance to forget all about the hens and the geese and just chill and have a bit of fun for a change.
Yeah, that sounds good. Shall I find us another drink?
Oh, hey, who's that? Over with Alice. Oh, it must be that guy she was talking about. Her work friend.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I've definitely not seen him around before.
Hey, guys, it's party time!
Oh. Oh, Toby, hi!
Looks like I found the right place, then.
And who invited you?
Who needs invites when you come bearing gifts? And I reckon I deserve some time out after a hard day's editing.
Akash! That's his name.
Who?
Alice's friend.
Oh.
Hey, Pip, about the video, I've been thinking very hard about your constructive criticism.
Oh?
Yes, and how about I open a couple of these and we continue the discussion?
Not right now, Toby.
No?
No, I'm going to go off and talk to Alice and get her to introduce me to her friend.
Akash?
Yeah. Bollywood good looks, maths genius.
Hey, come on, bro. No need to be downhearted. Look around you. There are plenty more fish in this sea.
Yeah, about 50? Oh, hold on. Kate?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so that's 50 self-serve buffet. Uh-huh, yeah. Yeah, no, email's fine. Oh, thanks, mate. Sorry to call this late. Okay, right, cheers. Yeah, bye. We're on.
Oh, fantastic.
Full vegan menu, detox drinks, plus a 5% discount.
Oh, Roy, you are just amazing.
Well, yeah, you know. He's going to send us through some menu options.
Oh, brilliant. All my catering sorted. Oh, that is such a weight off my mind. You've no idea. Thanks.
No worries. Now, if you keep your side of the deal with Phoebe...
Yes, yes, I promise. Oh, that's so great. Now I can concentrate on planning the PR and the events and the music.
Well, you should get the house cleaned up first.
Yes, yes, you're right. I will.
Now I've got the dishwasher running for you. You can't leave it all to your Auntie Lillian.
What, you're going?
You've had 2 hours already.
Roy, wait. I owe you one. So why don't you come along to the launch?
What, next Thursday?
Yeah, come on. It'll be fun. I'll even sub you a free Indian head massage.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Rex, where are you sneaking off to? Well, you're not leaving already.
Yeah, well, it's been a long day. I need to get my head down.
Come on, you're not getting bored, are you? Look, there's all these lovely new people here for you to meet. You want to get out there and mingle.
I'm not sure if I do mingling.
Oh, no, come on. Don't be such a...
I guess I'm just not in the mood. And I don't want to get in your way.
What? What do you mean?
Well, you and...
Oh, no.
Akash.
Come on, Rex. No, don't be silly. Look, so he's sweet and clever and gorgeous, but...
Just watch No,
hey, Toby! Yep. Toby, put her down and come over here.
Yes, mistress, you command.
Toby, tell your brother not to be such a party pooper.
Oh, lost cause, I'm afraid. I have to party for both of us. Rex prefers to be the lone wolf, don't you, Rex?
Yeah, yeah, whatever.
He'd sooner go and hang out with the hens, and why not?
Wolf in the hen house. What, is there any room left in there? All those extra hens.
All laying beautiful pastured eggs.
And Neil's so picky about his birds. Yeah, I'm just so amazed he let you take them. Toby, Neil does know you and Josh took them.
You did ask him first.
Well... Toby, answer the question. Toby?
It was a bit weird. My last ever day at college.
You're not quite there yet, Josh.
Oh, yeah, but you know.
Still one more exam to go. Then, hopefully, you'll be off to uni.
Dad, I'm allowed a bit of a break, aren't I? Today's going to be a big deal for me.
Yeah.
Like a rite of passage.
Yeah, okay, but don't let all that distract you from your biology paper.
Oh, come on. I spent the whole of yesterday revising, didn't I?
Okay.
And I even missed out on Chris Carter's birthday party. How big a sacrifice is that?
Well, that's better late than never, I suppose.
What?
No, you buckled down these last few days and I'm duly impressed.
Thanks, Dad.
I hope it goes well this morning.
Oh.
Is that the college asking where you are?
Nah, Rex. He can wait.
Well, you ought to be on your way.
Relax, I'm in plenty of time.
Well, good luck. And hey, you won't forget to vote, will you?
Huh?
Your first ever chance to exercise your democratic rights, wherever you decide to put your cross.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a very important decision. It's one of the biggest we'll ever have to make.
I know.
Oh, it's Toby.
And Dad, tell Mum I'm out tonight. We'll be having a little celebration.
Yeah, all right. Take care, won't you?
See ya.
Bye. Toby, hi.
Hi, David. Can I have a quick word?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know if you've heard about this promotional video I'm working on for the eggs.
Pip did mention it, yes?
Okay, and did she have any particular comments?
Yes, she did, actually. It's mostly to do with the fact that it was filmed on our farm with no mention of Brookfield at all.
Ah, yes. Well, I've been putting a lot of thought into what she said, and I want to ask you a big, big favour.
Hey, look! Guess who?
Hi, Alice.
There's a few drags left here if you've come back for more.
Oh, please.
Oh, dear. Feeling a bit worse for wear, are we?
Oh, no, I'm fine. I'm on my way up to see the cattle. Do you want to come?
Oh, right. I'm still busy with the clear-up.
I'm surprised you're looking so bright and perky.
Who, me?
I definitely wasn't keeping up with you and Chris.
Oh, well, we know how to pace ourselves. Lucky me has got the morning off. Everyone else has gone and left me to it.
Well, I can spare a few minutes if you want a hand.
Oh, thanks, that's kind, but I think I'm just about done.
Okay. Oh, it was a really good party. I had such a great time.
Yes, so we noticed.
What? What do you mean?
Making the most of being single again.
Oh, Alice.
Well, you certainly made a big impression on Akash.
Oh, come on.
No, seriously. He spent hours telling me how great you were.
Oh, yeah? Well, like, you could have remembered anyway.
Well, all right, you don't have to believe me.
Well, I don't have time for this. I've got fences to move.
Oh, hey, wait. Can you hold on 5 minutes?
What for?
I would like to come and see the cattle.
Okay.
So... I'll just dump this lot and I'll be right with you.
Eject.
It's the one on the left.
Ah, got it. Yeah, like I said, it's not finished yet. It's still very much a work in progress. So, what did you think?
Well...
David, I do understand exactly where Pip was coming from. I mean, it's all about context, isn't it? We don't produce our eggs in a vacuum. We're sited on a much bigger enterprise, Brookfield Farm.
Yeah. That's not all she said, though, is it?
No. She said I should have talked to you before I started.
And do you think that was good advice?
Yes. So here I am. Better late than never.
Right. Do you want my honest opinion?
That's why I'm here.
Well, I still think you've got a way to go yet.
Oh. Okay.
But I actually think that Pip was coming at it the wrong way.
How?
Okay. Yes, you do rent our land, and that does make you a part of Brookfield, in a sense. I think it would have been polite at the very least to ask if we minded you shooting a promotional video on our premises.
Yes.
But you've your own brand, you pay all your own overheads, you don't use any of our labour, so you're a completely separate business.
Well, yes, of course we are.
Basically,
upper-class eggs is a young, inexperienced startup, and that comes across in your video. It still feels a little bit, a bit flaky to me.
Oh.
Whereas Brookfield, we are a proper grown-up brand with a well-established reputation and a broad customer base, as Pip said. I reckon your film could do more to exploit that connection, make it work for you, give your business a bit more credibility.
Right. I was thinking, you know, we might work together. Pip suggested that you might put our film on your website, for example, when it's much, much better, of course.
Toby, look, it's not a matter of us needing upper-class eggs. You need us a lot more than we need you.
Yeah, yes, you're right, of course.
Right. Well, I should think about it. Get it right, if you can, and then you might convince Pip to do the voiceover.
Yes.
Well. OK. Now, I must get back to work.
Oh, wow. Oh, those butterflies.
Meadow browns. And I've seen a few common blues.
Oh, and all your beautiful cattle munching away.
They'll be moving on here tomorrow.
Oh, it's all so gorgeous. I'm actually beginning to get why Adam's so fired up about it all. Mm. You know, why he went head-to-head with Dad about it. All Dad wants to do is plant acres and acres of boring old arable.
Well, it's worked out well for me anyway.
Yeah, and I'm so jealous of you. Out here in the sunshine and butterflies, while I'm stuck in a boring old office all day.
Why this sudden longing for the great outdoors, Alice?
Well, when we were talking last week, I wasn't actually quite telling you the whole story.
So, are you going to tell me now?
Well, you know Adam's got me interested in all the cool new farming tech that's coming along. Drones and robotic kit and all that. So, as it happens, there's an ag tech firm which has relocated to Felpersham.
Really?
So, I put my spies to work and apparently somebody there is about to take maternity leave.
Oh.
Yeah, so I thought, hey, Alice, you've been stuck in the same old rut for long enough. Maybe it's time for a change.
Mm. Yeah, mate, that's all covered. I picked up a 12-pack. I'll be there in 10. Yeah.
Josh!
Listen, I've got to move now. I'll see you in a bit. Bye.
Josh, whoa.
Oh, Rex, hi.
So your phone is working?
Sorry, I saw you'd left a message.
3 messages. And you know what about? Neil Carter's hens that you and Toby stole from Willow Farm?
Oi, hey, come on, we didn't steal anything.
Taking someone's property without asking?
No.
What's that if it's not stealing?
No, we didn't.
And don't tell me you just borrowed them.
No, they're kind of my hens too, Rex. It's all cool.
They are not your hens. They belong to Neil and Haley too. And I've spoken to Neil and he most definitely is not cool about it.
So, what?
I'll tell you what. You're coming now with me and Toby and you're going to apologise to Neil.
Eh?
And explain to him exactly what you're going to do about it.
No!
Any juice in the fridge?
I don't know. Oh, look.
I'm just so thirsty.
Have you seen your friend Toby lately?
Not today. Why?
Does he know that Susan's busy sabotaging their egg sales?
Susan? How?
Well, she's been telling everyone at the farm shop how overpriced they are.
What? No.
Yeah, according to your gran. Toby was round here earlier, showing me his video thing.
Oh. What did you think of it?
Well, you're right. He hasn't thought it through.
See what I mean? It just all looks a bit amateur, doesn't it?
Yeah. I hope I gave him some good advice. And he is still very keen for you to do the voiceover.
Oh, he's got a bit of persuading to do yet, and a lot more work on it.
Well, I hope those two boys make a go of it, of course, but I do worry about you and Josh getting in too deep.
Oh, not me, Dad. No way. It's Josh you ought to be worrying about.
What, you think Toby's leading him astray?
Well,
if he does flunk his A2s, it's because Toby had him messing with hens when he should have been...
Actually, Dad, I think it was Josh who had the great idea about Neil's...
Neil's what?
Look, maybe you need to ask Josh about it.
About what? Come on, Pip, tell me.
Well, am I glad that's over with.
What are you moaning about? Could have been a lot worse than that.
Seriously?
Yes. Neil could have come down way harder on you. You got off lightly.
If you call having to sit through a 10-minute rant getting off lightly.
He could have had you nicked for it.
Oh, please.
He'd have been within his rights. What do you think, Josh?
What? I apologised, didn't I?
Well, as long as you really meant it.
Yes, of course I did.
Oh, come on, Rex. Give him a break. And anyway, you still can't call what we did stealing.
I can, and it was.
Okay, okay. So it wasn't my idea, was it, Josh?
No.
Oh, yes, it'll be fine, Toby. Oh, yes, I'll make sure it's okay with Neil.
What? You can't blame me for it.
You were the responsible adult, Toby. You should have seen just what a dumb idea it was.
You see, Josh, now I'm going to have to put up with this all evening.
Rex, listen, I said I was sorry to Neil. I told him we'd make it right. What else can I do?
That's not up to me. That's up to Neil.
Great.
Hey, Josh, any chance I could come along to this end-of-term party tonight?
What? No!
Oh, come on!
No! Rex, can you drop me off here? Oh, it's Dad.
Oh, so you're going to pick it up then?
Yes! Just let me out of here.
Be a good boy, won't you? Don't stay out too late!
Bye!
Dad, hi.
Josh, where are you?
Just on the green. Why?
I want you home now.
What? Why?
Because I want to talk to you.
Yeah, so talk away.
At home, face to face.
What? I mean, what's this all about?
You know what? Neil's hens.
Who told you? Was it Pip?
Never mind who. Come back now.
Dad, no, I can't. I'm going to a party.
That will have to wait, Josh. If you don't come home, I'll have to come and find you.
Dad, please.
I'm not asking. I'm telling you. Get in your car and come home now.
So how do I look?
Oh, yeah.
You like it?
Helen, it's banging.
Really? It's not too short?
No, it's brilliant.
Are you sure?
Yeah, that's a really cool cut. Trust me, you look hot.
Thank you. I took your advice and got Lynette to do it for
me. Yeah, she's a really talented girl, didn't I tell you?
Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad you like it. It's more the way I used to have it when... Well, you know, when it was just my decision.
Oh, come here, girl. Give us a hug.
Oh, I feel different, you know?
Yeah, I know. So, what do you think then, eh, Jack? Doesn't your mum look amazing? Yeah, she does, doesn't she?
Oh, at least I won't look a mess on the video link. I wonder what Rob will think.
Hey, don't think about him. Anyway, we're not done with you yet. Let's have a think about what you're going to wear, eh?
So, here we are then, Henry.
Hello!
Oh, shall we go and say hello to Granny?
No. Oh. I was beginning to wonder where you got to. Did you get lost?
Not exactly, no. OK, you sit there for a bit while I have a word with Granny. All right?
There was a call from Lillian. She wants to go and visit Helen and Jack.
Oh?
Yes, she'd so loved the photos I sent her, the ones you took of us on Sunday, that she... Tony?
You're wondering why I'm so late back.
Yeah.
I got there bang on time, but then I found out that Rob hadn't bothered to tell the school we were picking up Henry.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Can you believe it? So then I had to hang around reception like a spare part while they tried to get hold of Rob.
And what did he say?
Oh, some pathetic excuse. A mix-up with the arrangement. He must have forgotten to tell them.
Oh, yes.
Well, the staff tried to be nice about it.
Tony, don't you see... It's happening to us now.
What is?
This is what it feels like, having Rob in your life. Manipulating and deceitful. I don't believe for a moment that he forgot to tell the school. This was deliberate.
I hadn't thought of it like that.
Oh, it's a bit of an insight, don't you think? Into what might have been happening to Helen?
Yes, he might be right.
Using Henry like that?
Yeah, and I should warn you, Henry isn't in the best of moods. He didn't seem that pleased to see me.
Is it a surprise? After all that?
I didn't get much out of him on the way home. He says he's tired, but...
All right. So we'll have to do our best to cheer him up.
And the very best will be facing a few very uncertain years. And I'm not just talking about the cat subsidies.
They manage your care without them in New Zealand.
New Zealand? Yes, I know, but we're a very different country. A lot of farmers depend on them.
Well, there's a part of me that's with Adam. So there's going to be a lot of uncertainty. But it could be quite liberating too. A brave new world, you know.
Yeah, completely at the mercy of the global market.
OK, it's a challenge. But surely we can make a go of it without the EU holding our hand.
Maybe. Anyway, the choice is made now. Guess there's no use moaning about it.
Hello?
Oh, here he is, bang on time. In here, Neil!
No sign of Josh, I suppose.
No, he's keeping a very low profile.
Ruth, David, is this still a good time?
Yeah, it's fine. Just about done.
And Neil, before we say any more, I just want to say how really, really sorry we are.
Yes, well...
We still can't believe Josh would do such a daft thing, can we, David?
No.
And not just daft, it was plain wrong. He abused your trust and took advantage of your generosity. He really let you down.
Well, yes, he did all of that, but I'm not holding you both responsible.
But we are responsible, we are his parents. Yeah,
Josh is old enough, he's his own man now. If he does something stupid, that's his own lookout.
Yeah, that's true, I suppose.
Like I said, Neil, we gave him a good talking to last night. We really laid it on the line.
Yeah, we did.
And I think he took it on board. He was very apologetic.
He's apologised to me as well, but he still got my hens.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true, of course.
So the question is, where do we go from here?
Yeah.
OK, look, I'll tell you what. Why don't I find us a couple of beers and then we can sit down and have a talk about it?
OK, then. Turn round.
Do you think it needs a belt or something?
No. It's nice, isn't it? Lovely shirt.
Oh, yeah, at least it's new.
Hey, it's really cool. It's linen, designer label, good style. It fits you perfect.
What do you think?
Oh, yeah. Really hot. Wish my mum sent me stuff like that.
Yeah, it was clever of her to find it. Oh, it's just...
What?
I don't know, maybe it's a bit too posh. Severe. Yeah, power dressy, you know.
You want to lighten it up a bit?
Well, I'm not sure how.
Well, what about a T-shirt?
Well, that might be a bit too casual, I don't know.
No, I mean, you could wear one underneath the shirt, that'll do it.
Yeah, perhaps. But I don't really have any decent ones.
Oh, that's okay, I've got loads.
Really?
Well, yeah, if you want to give him a try.
Oh, well, all right then, thanks.
There, Jaden. No, you just lie there a minute.
Oh, he's got Jack at it too.
Men, eh?
All right, Jack, it won't be long.
They got no patience when you're trying stuff on.
Oh, I'm sorry to be so picky. It's just, well, I'm going to be facing them on camera.
Yeah.
Everyone. Facing Rob.
Yeah, it's still scary, isn't it? Even though you know they can't touch you. He sounds like bad news all round, that man of yours.
Yes.
You know, if I was in your shoes...
What?
Well, you've got nothing to gain by holding back. You know what I mean?
Holding back?
I mean, you don't need my advice. You can stand up for yourself, I know that. But so can your husband, by the sound of it.
Yes, he can.
And his brief is not going to be shy, trust me, and you shouldn't be either.
Kaz, it was easy for you to say that, but I've got to stand
okay,
up...
All right, fine. It's not my business.
But that's what people just don't get. When they're asking me all these questions, when I try and think back, my mind just goes slippery. I'm still not sure myself what went on, what really happened with me and him.
Yeah, of course, it's only natural.
Is it? Sounds mad to me.
No.
If you knew him, you'd understand. He twists things around. He's so persuasive. I mean, I still can't make out how much was real and how much I imagined.
Mm.
But I don't know, Kaz.
Hey, look, just don't stress. It's just me going on. You take no notice.
But what are you suggesting, that I should tell lies? That I should make things up about Rob to try and keep my children?
No, Helen, I'm not suggesting anything. I was out of order. I shouldn't have opened my big mouth. So let's just forget it, yeah?
All right. Jack. Shh, 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 come on. It's okay. Oh, Mummy's here. Mummy's here.
Ah! Oh, I found it. Here's the one I'm looking for. What do you think?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, I do like that colour.
Cool. So, you give Jack a little cuddle. Then we'll try it on for size, yeah?
Here. Why don't you let me mash it up for you?
I don't want it mashed up.
Come on, you've got to eat a bit more than that.
I'm not hungry.
Yes, you are.
Yes, of course you are. Big, strong boy like you.
You've got hollow legs, just like your granddad.
I bet you could eat a whole pie if you wanted.
I said I'm not hungry.
All right. Would you like some sausages instead?
Don't like your food. It's all yucky.
Hey, come on.
Makes me feel sick. Oh. Grandma Ursula cooks much better than you.
Henry, that's not a very nice thing to say, is it?
All right. If you've really had enough, you don't have to eat any more. Why don't you go out and help Grandad check the cattle? Oh,
yes, there's still time before bed.
I don't want
to. Oh, come on. I need my little helper.
No.
Oh, okay.
So, what would you like to do?
I want to go and watch a DVD.
Really?
Well, come on, you've watched one film already.
Yeah, tell you what, Henry. We could start reading your story instead. How about that?
No.
Or I could read it if you want.
No, I don't want your rubbish story. I want the one that Daddy reads to me.
Oh. Well, come on. We're reading Fantastic Mr. Fox, remember? Last week you said it was your favourite.
I don't want to be with you. I want to watch a DVD.
Henry!
I should let him go. Let's give him a few minutes.
I don't understand it. What have we done?
Not us, Tony. It's the same story.
So you think...
It's Rob. It must be. He's been saying things about us to Henry.
What things?
I don't know. Henry's never been like this before.
All kids have bad days, don't they?
No. It all fits, I'm sure. Tony, we can't let this happen. Just when we're getting to know our new little grandson, we don't want Henry turning against us.
OK, then. Are we all agreed? Josh should replace your missing hens with new point-of-lay birds.
Yeah, okay. Which he pays for himself.
Yeah, of course.
You'll have to find the cash somehow.
And they'll need to be good quality birds from a reputable breeder.
Oh, yeah, goes without saying.
Well, you might as well get them from your own supplier.
Yeah, I think you should. I don't want them dropping down dead or bringing in any nasty diseases.
No. That's the last thing we want.
Well, OK, then.
You sure you're happy with that, Neil?
Yeah, I suppose. It's the best of a bad job.
Yep.
Though it would have been better if he'd never taken them in the first place.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll make quite sure he understands that.
Mm-hmm. Although, to be fair, I think deep down he is feeling pretty mortified. He's ashamed and embarrassed by the whole business. Don't you think so, Ruth?
Well...
I mean, he couldn't have been more humble with us last night. How was he with you, Neil?
Well, I suppose when he said he was sorry, he did sound as if he meant it. Rex was very good, backed me up to the hilt.
Yeah, and we mustn't forget Toby's part in all of this.
Though that doesn't excuse Josh's behaviour, David.
No, I'm not saying it does.
OK, well, before we make a final decision, I'll talk it all through with Hayley, see what she thinks.
OK.
Those hens are as much hers as mine.
Sounds like a good plan to me.
Right, but don't let her be too soft on him.
Oh, I don't think you need to worry about that.
Good, well, glad that's all settled.
Anil, we're really so sorry you've had to go through this.
Well, let's hope it's all been a lesson for the lad.
Yes.
Don't you worry, Neil. We'll make quite sure of that.
Thank you.
You can follow The Archers on Facebook and Twitter. Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.